Time for the Wake Up Calls Pet Project in conjunction with Bark, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre. And Ben from Bark joins us on the show. Ben, good morning to you.
Yes, sir. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Yeah.
He's talking. Hey, look, Ben, I wish you'd stop trying to rehome Robbo. Gentle giant, well-mannered, loving to all, has kind eyes and a weapon for a tail.
And flea and wormed on top of that.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, it doesn't get any better than that, eh?
So anyway, joking aside, ha-ha, let's tell us a bit about Lilith.
Yeah, so look, we're still really quiet in the shelter, guys, but the lovely Lilith has come in and is looking for a new home through us. So she's still only a young dog at about 18 months old, but she's quite big enough for her age. So she weighs in at about 45 kilos. She's a Mastiff cross, so Mastiffs are quite a very loyal breed, also quite an intelligent breed. So she's very eager to learn and eager to please. She's already extremely well-mannered. She's got all the basics down packed. She'd be suitable to live in a family environment with, you know, there was a couple of kids, as long as they were used to big dogs. So probably older than six, because she is a tall, leggy dog. She'd be able to clear the coffee table with her tail. But she's also quite dog social, so a home with another dog would really suit Lilith.
And imagine Lilith would take a bit of exercise, like a big run now and again.
Yeah, look, she'd certainly be up for a running partner, but she will at minimum require some brisk walk, you know, a couple of times a day to keep her fit and active and enriched.
Yeah, I think it's sometimes that people don't take that on board when they think they're going to get a dog, don't they? They've got to realise they've got to put a lot back in sometimes.
Exactly. Look, it's just like us, you know, we're all in lockdown and sitting at home, getting out for that walk not only keeps you fit and active, but it gives your mind time to decompress, and it just gives you something to focus on and keep you entertained.
So with somebody like Lilith, what circumstances bring her into your care?
So Lilith came into us as a stray, and you know, with no tracing on her that we could make any contact with to get her home. So that's why microchipping and things like that are all important. And Lilith now has a microchip, and when she's adopted, those details will be put into her adoptee new home name. So if for any reason she ever went west or went missing for a walk on her own, we could ensure to get her home.
Terrific. All right, so if people want to contact you, Ben, what's the best way?
Give us a call on the phone, 5441 2209. We still are operating by appointment. So if they pop online and have a look at Lilith's profile on our website and yours, and they're keen on meeting her, by all means, do give us a call.
Fantastic. As always, Ben, thank you.
Thanks again, guys. Thanks for your help.
Ben from Bark, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre.
And Ben suggested she might need a couch of her own, which is always amusing. I love that. The dogs will take them anyway. But
yeah, well, I mean, she is a big girl. That's no question. It's Gold Centre Victoria. Robbo and Steve, the wake-up call. Morning.